My name is Lily and I have made a little Red Riding Hood story. One summer day in a wide crowded city, there lived a beautiful girl called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood went in the woods because her grandma was poorly. Suddenly she heard a howling voice. "Where are you going, little child?" asked the wolf. Little Red Riding Hood knew it was a wolf, so she tricked the wolf. "I'm going to my grandma's house at the park over the road," she said. The wolf was very clever and knew where grandma's house really was in the woods. "Okay, now skip along the path again," and off she went to her grandma's. When Little Red Riding Hood was clearly gone, the wolf leapt to grandma's. He knocks on the door. Grandma slowly opened the door, and the wolf gobbled her up in one and curled his hair, put grandma's dress, hat, slippers and glasses on and pounced onto bed and snuggled in. And waited and waited and waited, and finally Little Red Riding Hood got there. "Oh, how strange. Grandma never leaves the door open." And she went up the steep stairs. "Oh, Grandma, what big gleaming eyes you have. All the better to see you with, my dear. Grandma, what big soft ears you have. All the better to hear you with, my angel. Grandma, what big sharp canines you have. All the better to eat you with, my dear," shouted the wolf. "Ah," screamed Little Red Riding Hood, all confused. Then a big bang and the woodcutter came in. Chop, chop, chop. Off came his tail and Grandma came out and they all had a cup of tea. After a while, Grandma told Little Red Riding Hood to go and get the mail. She got her cloak and went off once again and remembered about the big bad wolf. "Mail, I'm off to get the mail. I'm off to get the mail," she sang, skipping happily along the yellow path and forgot all about the big bad wolf. She went faster and faster and forgot all about the big bad wolf. The wolf came and she turned around and ran. Then the wolf... She screamed and ran back to Grandma. "Oh no, I dropped the mail." She picked it up and ran. When she got back to Grandma and the woodcutter, she told them. The woodcutter got his axe ready and chopped the wolf, ran away. The end.